Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, J.R. Swab. You can find me all over the internet at J.R.S.W.A.B. That's Twitter, Mastodon.xyz. That's Steam. That's anywhere. Literally anywhere. It's probably me. I also have a personal blog that I write on at J.R.S.W.A.B.com. And today, what we're talking about is a content management system called Grav, which I wrote about today on my blog. And so this is a good topic to talk about here, because this is open source project, open source software, and it's for blogging, and it's really, really nerdy. Like, the tinkerer, the hacker in me just loves this. So some background about the blog and blogging is I have blogged on and off for probably almost 2 decades. Very close. Probably get like maybe 15 years. We'll say 15 years I've been blogging on and off various ways, you know. Started out in the early 2000s, this is like a personal journal kind of thing when I was in high school. Moved into my personal blog, which I have, which I'm now back on right now. I recreated it. I've, you know, written blogs for WordPress.com, hosted my own WordPress blogs for different topics, and I'm back to my personal blog. And I didn't want to use WordPress because I don't want a database system. I wanted a flat file system. And when I was looking into all this, I came across a thing called Publi, P-U-B-L-I-I, and it's very nicely made. And this isn't what we're talking about. I mean, it is part of the topic, but it's not what I'm using right now. But it's nice. It's a desktop application that is cross-platform, so you can get on Windows, Mac, and Linux. And all you have to do is get a website host, get the FTP information, stick it into the program, and you use this program to write your blogs. You press sync, and it all synchronizes and uploads. It's very easy to use and very, very nice. They have a bunch of different themes you can use, and it's really well made, in my opinion. But the reason I'm not using it anymore is because I wanted a way to be able to update my site. I wanted to have a little bit more control over the themes and such. I wanted to be able to log into my website. It's like a dashboard system like WordPress has. And I couldn't do that on Publi because I had to be at home on my desktop computer or download it and somehow synchronize it through Git. And it wasn't easy to synchronize with Git. And it was just, you know, for me, as somebody who really likes to have be able to get my hands dirty in I guess we'll call it syntax. I'm not really coding per se when it comes to Grav, but the syntax and really be able to customize things I want to customize and be able to log in anywhere and see what's going on. That was very important to me. So I'm not using Publi anymore, but Publi is a great option if you are new to blogging, new to creating websites, and you just want to be able to create a blog and start putting your thoughts on the internet. Publi is a great place to start, and you might never need to use anything else because it is really well done. And there is some customization. You can customize things with Publi as well. There's I guess I don't call it an advanced section in the program, but there is a way that you can actually customize CSS. But that's not what I wanted. Mainly because it was a hassle for me to synchronize with Git, my Git repository for my website. So I moved to a thing called Grav. I found this recently. I actually came across this within the last week. I think the last episode of the podcast was just before I switched my site completely over to Grav. And so what Grav is a web-based CMS, content management system, just like you would expect WordPress to be web-based, not WordPress.com, but WordPress.org, the kind of WordPress that you put onto a personal website. When you first install Grav, you just go to the URL that Grav is hosted at. For me, I started using Grav in a test folder So I went to my website slash that test folder, and it prompts you with a login screen, which is like set up a user account, and from there you put in your username, you put in password, you put in email, or whatever you want to put in there, and so that's what you log in with. And it's from there, it's pretty much like WordPress, similar functionalities. There's plugins you can add as well that are made for Grav. And the difference being, though, it seems that it's much more tailored for the kind of person I am, and most likely the kind of person you are if you are listening to a podcast about hacker culture and open source software and all that jazz. That's just kind of how this kind of feels to me, because there's a lot of things you need to learn. It's not stuff that isn't necessarily hard, but it is stuff that needs to be learned, and I did find that it's not, there's a curve, but there isn't a curve, there isn't really, there's, you said there's a curve with WordPress, but it's not really the same kind of curve, right? The curve with WordPress is, like, just knowing what buttons to click. The curve with Grav is, if you want to really change something, like learning about YAML files and Twig files, or how to use Twig, I mean, and, learning all of Grav's specific terminology for their software was a bit of a challenge, especially whenever you're trying to like read documentation while you're also trying to work your full-time job. Probably not. I wouldn't recommend that because you kind of should focus on it. But I digress. But the reason I didn't go with WordPress, even though I've used WordPress.org for many, many years to host my websites, and they have all the plugins you need. And it's like it's just like the most ro it's the most prolific. That's the right word, I'm not entirely sure. CMS that exists today. I didn't want to use that because I didn't want a database system running my website. I wanted the flat static files that Grav creates and also public create. Like public creates static files, it's like a flat file system. And I wanted that same thing, but a way that's hosted on my website, like WordPress. And that's where I found Grav. There's other ones as well, but Grav is one that kind of called out to me. Like it spoke to my soul, I guess you could say. And I think also I wanted minimal JavaScript. I don't want anything too crazy. I think the JavaScript on my website is literally just for like the menu dropdown if you're on mobile. Like that's JavaScript. Other than that, like there's no JavaScript. And because I want to keep things lightweight so they can load fast, because this is a new age of websites, guys. I can't handle a website taking 30 seconds to load. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't handle it. It's terrible. And I also don't want my files, I don't want my website being just like gigabytes of file of in size. Like, I think that's absolutely ridiculous for a documentation. Literally, it's just documents. It's just marked up in HTML. Okay, that was a little bit of a rant. Sorry about that. Sorry, not sorry, I guess I should say. So some cool features that I like about Grav include, the first one here I have listed in my blog post is that backing up is simple. Since Grav is a flat file CMS, we're able to easily back up our data into small zip files every single day. So it's actually a button in the Grav admin plugin. So if you want the WordPress login kind of functionality, you add in the admin plugin. And when you're in there, there's a button that says back up, and it will back up. It'll put all of your content, everything you have in your slash user directory of the Grav system, it'll put into a zip file that you can then download. And then you have a backup of it. And so if anything ever happens, if you need to move to a new host, you just reinstall Grav and then dump that exact data into your user directory of your new host, wherever you install Grav. It makes it really easy. It's literally just like whatever slash user. So like if your site is howtomakecode.com and you're using a Grav site, you would find the information for that in your directory. So you just go into your home directory of the server that's running the website, and you would just go to slash user, or in some cases wherever you decide to store. So it could be like slash blog and then slash and then into user, that kind of thing. And that's the directory, user directory that holds all of your data for your website. Everything outside of that should be left alone unless you know what you're doing with Grav and you want to like manipulate how Grav does something, but that is generally advised against, when you know, because you don't want to like break grab. You can just always re-download it. I understand. Like, I'm not afraid of messing with it. I have messed with it, and nothing broke. But just be aware that like the stuff outside of your user folder is essential to running grab. Everything inside the user folder is like your themes, your blog posts, and stuff, and like your images, stuff like that. And with that kind of ease, it makes it really easy for me to synchronize with Git, and it's much more pleasant. What's really cool is that there's even a plugin that I believe Grav team themselves made, but I'll check on that, which you can set up inside the Grav admin when you log in, and from there you can put in like what repository you're using, like GitLab, GitHub, Bitbucket, put in your username, your email, or email, your password, any 2FAs. You can set it up so that the plugin itself will synchronize your site every day at the same time, or you know, every so many days at the same time, or every time you press the save button on a blog post, it'll back up to your Git repository. Super easy, super nice. It's been, and you also can just like push the Git, there's a little Git button, you can push that, and it'll automatically sync right there and there. It's great. Like, it's 100% great. I love it. I don't have to go into like the server and do it myself, which I was going to end up doing, but I got that plugin working. Make sure if you're using a shared hosting service that you find out if they have Git available for your server, and if they do, log into your server through SSH and do the command echo space $ open parenthesis which Git close parenthesis, it'll tell you the exact path of the Git that you need to use to be able to use the plugin, and then just you take that path and you put it into the appropriate spot in the plugin configuration. So another cool thing about Grav is that it could be command line driven or GUI driven. I use the GUI driven aspect of it 99% of the time. I've not had to. I think I've logged in maybe once or twice into my server through SSH to fiddle with something in Grav through command line. But you don't have to use the command line. You can use the web GUI, which is through the admin plugin. And there is the option to download, when you go to Grav, so it's getgrav.org, you can either download just pure Grav, which is the CLI, or you can get Grav plus the admin plugin, which then gives you admin, that the admin plugin is the WordPressy field that you can log in to the website. You can download the CLI first, and then download the plugin after, if you so choose, and there's no problem with that at all. But like I said, the base of Grav is a command line driven interface, and all the updates are editable with your favorite text editor. I would use Vim in that situation. It's a great way to tinker with files, especially if you can only SSH into your web server, or you just prefer not to use GUIs, which I do, but in this case I don't really mind the GUI that they made. It's very pleasant. The CLI/text approach does mean that the author and the developer of the site, you should know YAML and Twig. YAML is very simple. I literally learned YAML and like the syntax of YAML in 10 minutes on a YouTube video. Very simple. Like, if I had to pick between YAML and JSON, YAML all day, 100%. Twig is not quite as simple, but I think it's going to be. It's not hard, essentially. I had to figure out what it was doing and like why are you doing this thing this way. But once I kind of saw it being done, I'm like, oh, it's just a placeholder for a thing, and then like it like gets parsed into the file whenever it's created and then uploaded to the website or rendered or whatever happens in the back end of Grav. But like I said, the admin plugin gives you a very beautiful interface, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff if you don't want to, which is kind of nice. Also, what I love about this that WordPress doesn't have, at least when I last time I used WordPress, is Markdown. I love writing in Markdown. I like being able to like open a text editor of any kind, whether it's like simple note on just like a web browser or like in Vim, and just like type my blog post with Markdown, and I can just literally like after I spell check it, just copy and paste it into Grav, and everything looks exactly the way I expect it to look. I love it. I hate using WYSIWYGs. They're terrible and awful and just keyboard all day every day. But Grav is 100% Markdown. There is a little bit of a WYSIWYG, but it's not really a WYSIWYG. It literally just like if you would select text and you press the button that says bold, it just literally inserts the bold Markdown characters to make that text bold. So it's 100% Markdown with a little cheat system if you so need to. And again, I think I mentioned this already before, but you can customize everything. and anything can be changed, which is so great. I did a lot of this kind of stuff with WordPress, but it was not very easy from what I remember. Like, it wasn't the best experience, but like Grav makes it so simple. With simple Markdown and Twig and YAML, it's just things are just much more speedy, right? And like, I don't have to mess with PHP. Twig takes care of the PHP stuff. I don't have to mess with well, I don't mess with JSON on WordPress anyway, but YAML's easier is more easy. I don't know if that's really what I should say. It's like, in my opinion, it's prettier than JSON, and it's also easier to read than JSON. My YAML is, and then it's just Markdown, which I've been using Markdown exclusively in my blog posts for a year now. I was blogging on Steam for like over a year before I moved back to my personal domain name. But yeah, I really am enjoying it. And if you have any skill in development, programming, or web design, I really think that Grav is the CMS for you. It's flexible, it's customizable, it's easy to learn, the syntax is easy to learn. There's so much you can do. It's flat file, so everything, the size of your website stays small. It should, in that case, it would also loads quicker. And they have beautiful themes, but if you don't like it, you can customize the theme or make your whole new theme just using whatever you so choose to do it, whatever your editor of choice is. And if you don't like GUIs, you can use command line. If you don't like command line, you can use the admin portal GUI. And it's everything is such well made. Like, hats off to the Grav team. It's a beautiful, beautiful content management system, and I am more than happy that I have found this and I decided to move to it. Like I said, at first it's a little tricky because I had to learn all the Grav specific things, but it's been like the it didn't take too long to kind of like, oh, this is what I'm doing wrong. Like, this is why it wasn't working. Like, it's always something real stupid too, really easy. So I recommend any if you are like me and you like to fiddle and you like to learn new things. Go to Grav. Download the Grav and download Grav with the admin plugin built in. Upload it to your web server and test it out. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I like it more than WordPress. I've never used Joomla, but it probably beats Joomla too. So anyway, appreciate your time. I'm here every Monday with a new podcast. Hope to see you guys next week. Until then, stay nerdy.